This is Amy Summers. Ready for Pitch Live? Join me after today's pitch to access the secrets, strategies, and success stories that prove the power of the pitch.
How often do you leave someone a voicemail? Currently, there are very few people using this communications technology tool, which could be to your advantage. On the surface, it seems to be a waste of time to take the time to leave a voicemail. It's easier to hang up and text a person, "Call me back." Besides, can't someone just see on a smartphone that you called? Why do we need to leave a voicemail? Perhaps when you are casually calling a friend, it doesn't matter, but when you are pitching someone, it matters a great deal. There's something very powerful about the human voice that cannot be ignored. Getting in someone's ear will get you closer to a close. Before you hang up on your pitch call, leave a succinct message on the person's voicemail. Start out with introducing yourself by name, and then in 45 seconds, give your elevator pitch. Your voicemail should be short and to the point, with a call to action at the end. Most importantly, make sure your personality shines through. This is the secret sauce to the voicemail tool. If you sound appealing, like someone they want to do business with, the voicemail will give you a huge advantage. Versus sounding like you are reading off a script or too nervous to talk, the voicemail will work against you. The pitch challenge today? Write out your voicemail and practice saying it out loud with your smartphone's stopwatch feature. Set a timer for 45 seconds and work on editing your pitch until it is tight. Then practice it on a friend. Sometimes what we write doesn't translate the same when it's spoken, so you may need to tweak your voicemail pitch. You will have the upper hand in pitching if you can learn to leave a personalized voicemail that moves someone to action, even if it's just to open your email. Because very few people are doing it anymore, the lost art of the voicemail has become a unique opportunity to make a human connection with your voice so that the person you are pitching hears the passion and urgency behind your pitch.
Enjoying the pitch? Then subscribe to the Pitch Live podcast. Meet the pitch stars and join me for in-depth interviews with entrepreneurs to gain access to their pitching strategies. Subscribe to Pitch Live with Amy Summers anywhere podcasts are heard and watch Pitch Live at youtube.com/@pitchpublicitynyc.